Bing bong boom. I don't have my gong with me today. It's been being used for something else. It's been almost a month, maybe just over a month, since my last podcast, and I've been asked by people if I'm still podcasting. And the answer is yes. But it has been an interesting month, and I have basically been giving myself over to life. For most of us who do Bagua Zhang or any form of internal cultivation, we need to set time aside of one form or another in order to have some focused cultivation or progress in our internal arts. Unfortunately, life gets in the way and we have to focus back on our jobs, working, then getting the money, then going out and paying the bills, looking after our families, looking after ourselves, and generally just living life. Now, it can sound pretty miserable the way I'm putting it, but it actually isn't. That life is where we get our experiences from. And it's a testing ground, a ground or proving ground in what to find out if what we know matches our experience. It is only through proving it, testing it, that we really come to understand what it means to be a Taoist, what it means to be a Bagua Zhang practitioner, what it means to follow any of the modalities that you've committed yourself to. Because as much as we would love to follow the stories, the fantasies, any form of it, or listen to our Sifu and what they tell you, the stories of their masters and how great life was, there are always the bits that is never mentioned would actually gets in the way. And that's what my month has been like. Go to work, come home from work, get paid, pay the bills, go to work, come home from work, etc., etc., etc. But in amongst that all, if some of you follow me on Instagram, is that I did manage to have some truly great focus time or me time in amongst it. And one of those, while I'm doing Bagua Zhang, is, and this is important, is we need the theory to go along with the practice, to go along with the experience. And the theory for this month has been, I managed to finally get myself a copy of the book called The Magus of Java. Is it Magus or Magus? Don't know why he used that name. The Magus of Java, an account of a real-life Taoist immortal written by the author Costa Danos or Danaos. Anyway, this book came out in 2000, and I've been wanting on and off to read it, but I never got around to it for various reasons. Again, life getting in the way. And then when life wasn't getting in the way, all the shit reviews on Amazon were making me hesitant to get the book and read it. But I thought finally, you know what? Since Amazon is cleaning up their act and getting rid of all the false reviews, all the dodgy reviews, all the hate that's around a lot of the reviews, and actually having verified purchases, their reviews coming on board, I thought, I know what, I'll read it. And I'm glad I did. I read it actually twice. That's how much I liked it. And it was an interesting, you know, cross comparison to the art of Bagua Zhang. Even though in the book, what he was learning is Mopai, there are a lot of things in it that I found very interesting, but also a lot of things that I thought I would clarify up. Sorry, my English is getting a bit Chinglish on some people. That's what happens when you're around a lot of Asians and stuff. But here's the first thing with the book. Firstly, the book is about meditation, cultivating your chi through meditation, through more specifically, sitting meditation. And Baguo Zhang is a form of moving meditation. And through sitting meditation, with the rough estimates that were given in the book, it takes about 81 hours of genuine quality meditation to reach the state of level 1 and level 2, level 3, each so forth. And Costa asked his Sifu, Chang Sifu, like, how long does that take in practice? And he said, well, if you do about an hour, maybe 2% is real quality. The rest is just, you're just sitting there. So give and take person's life, it may take anywhere from 12 to 16 years to achieve level 1. That's a long fucking time. Baguo Zhang is different in that the movement through space and time speeds up the process. Now, I was talking to someone else about it, and and my thoughts became clearer because I did want to actually explain this to people. And I said, sitting meditation is like a fish in water that's just still. It needs oxygen, which is an analogy for chi. And so in order for that fish that's stationary to breathe, it has to open its mouth, suck in the water, and push it out through its gills. And then a certain percentage of that water has oxygen in it, and the fish through its gills absorbs the oxygen. Not all 100% as it flows over, but a small percentage of it goes through the gills and into the lungs. That is how sitting meditation, in a fish analogy, draws in the chi. Baguo Zhang is different. Baguo Zhang, when you're practicing it, now I can't speak for Tai Chi and Xian Yi and the other internal arts, but for Baguo Zhang in particular, it's a form of walking meditation. So again, if we use the same fish, the fish is moving through water, and as it moves through water, it opens its mouth. Yes, it sucks in the water, but because the fish is moving through water, it doesn't need to do so much work. As it opens its mouth, the water itself rushes in the opposite direction of the fish is going. And then when it closes its mouth, the water pushes out past the gills. And that water going past the gills acts like jet propulsion, enabling the fish to move through some more through water if it's not moving its tail, sucking in more. It's basically gulping in water, and after a while it doesn't have to even try to suck in the water, it just has to open its mouth and the water will come in because the motion of movement draws the chi towards it. Basically, you're plowing through it. So in terms of Baguo Zhang, the cultivation to level 1 that is mentioned in Mopai is a lot sooner, a lot quicker. And it's during the time of doing the Bagua that you're drawing it in. And then if you stop and you sit and do sitting meditation, you're still drawing in more. What you're doing through meditation when you're sitting is in Baguo Zhang is what I call you're consolidating your gains. That's a very important principle because if Baguo Zhang is like you're on the poker table playing, sitting meditation is you're drawing in the chips that you've won to your side, to you. And if you're meditating deep enough, you're like taking those winnings, those chips, over to the register to convert it into cash. Rather than just drawing in the chips from here, there, you haven't actually done anything through sitting meditation to win those chips. The second difference with Baguo Zhang and Mopai is that Mopai doesn't make it very clear, but Your mudras, your hand gestures are very important. And in Bhagwajang, whether it's a palm, a fist, some other hand technique, that actually defines what kind of, along with the movement itself, what kind of flavor the chi you're having gets drawn into you. So I'm going to leave it here. I'm going to keep these podcasts short. And I will do another one to continue on with Mopai and John Chang and the Magus of Java.